Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So it's no secret that the sectors most affected by COVID-19, I would say, would be those in both the tourism and entertainment sectors. I can only imagine what it must be like for people who make their living in those sectors to have survived since March with closed theatres and the like. So we're going to chat now to Harry Sideropoulos. He is an award-winning actor, theatre producer, singer, recording artist, voiceover artist, and Mediterranean cook. Harry Sideropoulos, thank you for being with us on 101.9 Chai FM.
How's it, Simon? And hello to all your listeners. It's always a pleasure to be on your radio.
Got such a big smile on my face. I love that big Greek accent in my how's it, Simon? So tell me something, Harry. Let's talk about, who or what is waiting in the wings and who or what is come fly with us?
Sure. So again, before I even say anything, thank you for the opportunity to share this info with you guys, because it's been challenging trying to find radio stations and media people that actually want to truly support this. So we are very grateful to Chai FM and to yourself. So basically, Waiting in the Wings was a concept that was started after the first couple of weeks of lockdown and realizing that, that we artists are not going to get any bailout, that they say that we're going to get bailout, but we don't know one. I think we know of two artists within a circle of over 1,000 people that actually were able to get something. So Owen Lonza, who's one of this country's finest choreographers, together with Megan Carlson, who's also a producer and a vocalist and a performer, they got together and they said, we're going to start Waiting in the Wings. And for our friends on radio who don't know theater terms, Waiting in the Wings is the phrase that we use when you wait to go on stage. So you wait in the wings until the moment that you have to walk on stage. So we are waiting in the wings. Now, although government has said, we can open theaters and half capacity, the reality is that theaters can't even break even at full capacity, let alone half capacity. And second of all, people are very apprehensive. So Waiting in the Wings was started so that we could start putting shows together, online shows, that could buy food vouchers for actors. Not only actors, theaters, entertainers, whoever needs food. I mean, it is that
basic. At that level, Harry,
It's on that level. And of course, the A-listers are fine. The very big names, they are fine. They've got bank accounts. They're comfortable. It's the everyday performer. It's the working performer. And when I say working performer, the performer that has to work weekly. All right. And that's why Waiting in the Wings was started. And it started with everyone doing singing a song from their lounge, which we recorded on our phone. Mm-hmm. That happened, I think, in April, May. And then the second one was called Open Spaces, where we literally went to venues around open spaces around Johannesburg. And Monster Productions are the amazing guys that basically put all these things together for us. And we filmed it. And now this is the next big installment online. And I know that your community loves the genre of music. It's big band swing.
Oh, wow.
And Waiting in the Wings created Come Fly With Us, because we, as you know, there are very few destinations in the world that we can fly to, which is the next best thing. But we spoke to global airlines, and they allowed us to go into Oliver Tambo, into three airbuses. Wow. We are performing inside, on top, on the wings, in the machine. Fantastic. We are literally with a 15-piece orchestra. We have recorded this fantastic over 1 hour show. Vocalists, the Graham Watkins Project is involved, the magnificent label of TV fame, of The Voice and Idols. Adam Pelkovich from your community is involved. Sylvain Strike and Tony Morkel are hosting it. They are playing two absolutely bitter and deranged air hostesses one from France and the other one from the Eastern Bloc. It is hilarious. It is fun. It is beautiful swing music. And we need your support.
And how do we do that, Harry? Where do we buy it?
So you go online, and if you don't know how to go online, you find somebody who does. And you can watch it. It's on cricket.co.za. Cricket.co.za. Many of your audience who came to watch my shows have always known cricket.co.za. That's the platform that I use to do all my shows in the last 3-4 years. And what happens is it's 80 rand a ticket, and I think it's 5 rand for the commission, obviously, of cricket. And you can watch it starting on the 4th of October, which is this Sunday, all the way through to the 11th of October. And I know that right now this is a really holy period for your community. I think Sukkot is coming up. So, you find the time that suits you. It is streaming from the 4th of October till the 11th of October. It's called Come Fly With Us. It's fun. It's fabulous. It's full of energy. And your 80 Rand buys food vouchers. There was one of our artists who at the beginning of lockdown, 4 weeks before lockdown, his wife gave birth to a beautiful son. They ran out of food. They didn't have formula. So it's all good and well, us all dancing Jerusalem. And it's all good and well that we're all trying to get chiers, which is fabulous. Yeah. No problem with that. Yeah. But the reality is that the life of actors has not changed. The life of musicians, choreographers, people behind the scenes, the crew, the tech, it has not changed. They are desperate. We are all desperate. We are giving of our time to try. Those who can, are giving of their time, because there are others who literally cannot give up their time because they are so strapped for cash. Some of them have had to move in with their families. Okay. That is the reality. And dancing Jerusalem, with all due respect, is not going to save the problem. Tourism, the eventing, or the entertainment industry in this country. All right. It's like literally putting a little ribbon around the saw. Okay. We are in, and not only here, globally, the magnificent Cirque du Soleil is about to go bankrupt.
Harry, I can hear the passion and the anger in your voice, and rightly so.
We have to leave it there, Harry.
We've got to get you back, but keep on being angry and keep on being passionate.
Thank you for this moment.
And I just want to say that this is a cause that deserves being supported. 80 Rand for a ticket. Quicket.co.za is the place to go. Look for Come Fly With Us. And, your ticket will be doing some wonderful things. In fact, it will be buying food vouchers for those who needed. Harry Sideropoulos, thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.